Thank you, Ms. Cavanis and Brother Ben, for that special. And it is no secret what God can do if we'll just do what God wants us to do. Amen. He wants to bless us. I do want you to pray for my grandfather. And I was reading the other day where Jacob passed away and he was giving out the blessing. And it says he just kind of pulled himself up in his bed and died. And I think that's what Grandpa's going to do. He's had a wonderful life, a fruitful life. Has all his children love the Lord and are in the ministry. He's got grandchildren and great-grandchildren studying for the ministry and in the ministry and just a very fruitful life. And I'm going to stay with him tonight, and if he's awake, I'm going to ask him to bless me like Jacob blessed him. I'm going to say I want to bless him. And sweet fella, loves the Lord. And you know what? He stood in the gap, and you pray for him, and you pray for the family. We'll miss him very, very much, but I tell you, it's a wonderful thing. See, he's not lost. We know where he's going. And we're fixing to go to him. So you pray for our family, if you would. Turn to 1 Timothy chapter number 1. And then, if you would, 2 Timothy chapter 1. We're going to read a couple of portions of Scripture. Let's stand as we read God's Word together. 2 Timothy 1:1. The Bible says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope, unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. As I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went into Macedonia, that thou mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies which minister questions, rather than godly edifying, which is in faith, so do. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and out of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned, from which some have swerved, having turned aside unto vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say, nor whereof they affirm. Now, if you would, 2 Timothy chapter 1. And verse number 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God whom I serve with my forefathers with a pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and am persuaded that in thee also. Let's pray. Lord, we come to you tonight. We ask you bless the reading of your word, bless the scripture. And Lord, I just ask that you'd help me to be a blessing tonight. And Lord, I pray for Grandpa, that God, that you would be with him in a very special way. Lord, I know the nurses are taking care of him. I know all the medicine, but Lord, I pray you'd be with him in a sweet, sweet way. And Lord, I pray that you'd bless this service. And we do thank you for our pastor. And Lord, we ask that you'd give them a wonderful time, Lord, of vacation, of time together. And Lord, I pray you'd meet with us now. Bless our service. We need to hear from you. And Lord, change our lives, would you? We'll thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, in 1 Timothy, in the scripture that we read, Paul is giving orders as to a soldier. Paul's still in the fight there, and he's giving charge to young Timothy. But in 2 Timothy, we see the observation of a dying man. And in verse number 5 of both passages, the word occurs unfeigned. Unfeigned, and it has to do with the word means, feigned means to put on a show or fabricate. So unfeigned means not to put on a show. It means to be genuine and real. Now what he talks about Timothy here is that his faith is unfeigned. It's not fake, it's not showy, it is genuine. Paul in his first letter to Timothy gives some characteristics of feigned or put on faith. And this is a faith that's in, the Bible says here, in fables or stories. And we understand, stories. I mean, listen, we like stories. Everybody likes stories. I mean, you tell illustrations, you hear stories. Jesus told stories, we like the stories. But this feigned type of faith, it likes stories. Genealogies, likes questions. Well, what do you think about this? And what do you think about this? And what do you think about this? What do you think about this scripture? The first question in the Bible, one of the first questions in the Bible was Satan questioning God's word. Yea, hath God said. And vain jangling, which is just empty words, and then vain teachers or cults, empty teachers who are teaching just stories and genealogy. Have you ever noticed about genealogies, though, when people study them, how they always go back to something famous? You ever notice that? I mean, listen, I studied my genealogy all the way back to Abraham Lincoln. Oh, really? Or some king or some this or some great person way back then, and it's always somebody famous. But you know what? When I study my Bible and go all the way back, it takes me back to Adam. I'm just a sinner. Amen? And so, Paul tells us in his first letter some characteristics of this feigned faith, what we're going to watch out for, these false teachers. And listen, this feigned type of faith, this showy type of faith, it's just a big show and it looks and sounds interesting, but listen, it's fake. A lot of what goes on today in Christianity, you know what it is? It's just a show. It's fake. It's cameras, it's makeup, it's big crowds, it's the music being just right. Listen, and God's nowhere near it. And Paul talks about Timothy, he says about Timothy that there's a genuineness in you. And listen, we as God's people need to have that kind of genuineness. It sounds like Christianity today, when you describe it, it's a big production of nothing. It's a big production of nothing. Size, but no substance. And that's what's going on in a lot of churches today. This type of feigned Christianity, it can draw a crowd, but they leave the same way they came in. They want to be comfortable. And we'll talk about that in just a minute. But if you think about it, Christians today, so-called Christians today, and even in our fundamental churches, know less Bible, they attend less church, less holy living, less evangelism than just about any time in the world. And yet, you know what? We look like Christians. But there's less going on. And Paul, in his second letter to Timothy, he states that Timothy's faith is unfeigned. It's real. It's genuine. And what the world needs to see tonight is a group of people needs to see some Timothys who are real and not just show-offs. Now, my desire, and I hope it's your desire, is I want to be real. Now, the devil doesn't want us to be real. The devil wants us to look like hypocrites. The devil wants us to stumble and fall. He wants us to, take that step of faith, but then he wants us to back up or do something dumb so that people think that, oh, well, they're just like every other Christian. But there was something about Timothy that Paul said, and listen, this is the Apostle Paul. He says, listen, Timothy, I'm on my deathbed, and I want you to know that, listen, as I remember you, as I look back at your life, as I look back at your conversion, as I look back at your help in the ministry and what you've done for the Lord, you're real. You're the real deal. Amen. Hey, listen, I hope somebody could say that about you and I, that our Christianity is real. It's not just a Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, little soul winning here type of Christianity. Now, the title of my message, and we had, and this message spawned our theme a few years ago for our youth conference, is this, is get real. We got to get real. Have you ever had somebody just tell you, hey, won't you get real? Won't you just quit messing around? Just get real. You know what I'm saying? And that's what he was saying about Timothy. You're real. You're genuine. And I want to give you three thoughts that I believe can help each of us tonight to get real. All right, thought number one. First of all, remove the mask. Remove the mask. You say, what are you talking about? Quit pretending. Quit acting. Quit playing the part. Now, see, here's the problem. Is if God is real, if I spend time with God, then I can be real. The problem is the reason we got to fabricate our Christianity today, listen to me now, the reason we must fabricate our Christianity today is we don't spend any time with Him. We don't spend as much time in the Bible. We don't spend a lot of time in prayer. It's just a quick prayer, a quick glance at the Bible, and then you know what we got to do? We got to put our costume on. And listen, the first thing that we need to do if we're going to get real is we just need to quit pretending. We need to quit acting and playing the part. See, the word hypocrite literally means one who wears a mask. That's what a hypocrite is. A hypocrite is somebody who wears a mask, an actor pretending to be somebody they're not. And listen, if we're going to get real, we just need to remove the mask. We need just to realize that, listen, we need to realize we're not real. Bible Christianity is a way of life. It's not a part we play. It's not saying, okay, kids, it's time to put our costumes on. It's Sunday morning. It's Sunday night. Hey, it's time to put our soul-winning costume on. Listen, that's not what it's all about. Christianity is a lifestyle. It's not just something you put on when you come to church. It's not just something you put on when the body of Christ assembles. It's to be lived when you get up in the morning and when you go to bed at night and everywhere in between. And you know what Paul was saying to Timothy? You're real. Hey, you're real from sunup to sundown. And listen, that's the type of Christianity that, listen, needs to permeate from Trinity Baptist Church, needs to permeate, listen, not just from this church, but from our homes and in our communities. Is a real, listen, I can tell you one thing about Grandpa. He was real. He was real. Listen, I lived with him for 6 months after we got out of Bible college, and I'll tell you what. Listen, he prays and reads his Bible. He loves the Lord. He's a witness. He's real. As a young Christian, I saw an older man who was real. I lived in his home. See, the thing about it is, if we went to some of our homes, what would we find? We'd find more TV than Bible reading. We'd find more video games than praying. That's what we'd find. And the point tonight is you know what? We just need to examine ourselves and get real. We've got to. I believe we're coming down to the last days. I believe it's time to, you know what? We need to put off the unfruitful works of darkness. And hey, we need to quit pretending. The Bible says that in the last days that the church is going to go into apostasy. That, listen, there's going to be a falling away. And listen, the Bible talks about in the book of Revelation, it talks about the Laodicean church. They're lukewarm. They're just kind of in between. They're straddling the fence. They're just playing the part. See, Jesus is locked outside the door, and they're just playing the part. But listen, Bible Christianity is a way of life. It's not a part we play just because we get saved. It's a way of life. God wants to change our life. Now, removing the mask, here's what it's saying. It's saying, I'm not performing for people anymore. I'm not going to perform for you anymore. I'm going to start pleasing God. When we pull the mask off and say, I'm tired of playing the part, and listen, that's why some of you are tired. That's why some have quit soul winning. That's why some have, listen, your Sunday school classes are getting, you know what? It's just how you just need to pull the mask off and quit playing the part and say, listen, I'm going to start doing this for God. I'm going to get real and genuine in my faith. It's saying I want to be real. I'm tired of hiding behind this mask. I'm tired of putting on this part of what I think the preacher wants me to be and what I think my parents want me to be. I just want to be what God wants me to be. And listen, you can get wrapped up in that in a church this size. It's called peer pressure. It's called, listen, it's called bus ministry pressure. It's called Sunday school pressure. It's called ministry pressure. And before long, you know what? You find out you're just living behind a mask. And the reason is because you're not living in this. And when you first got saved, hey, prayer was a privilege. Hey, this book was uncharted territory. You know what I'm saying? It was just fresh and it was new. Now that we've read through it several times, it's kind of, you know, it just doesn't have, and you know what we do? We just kind of put that mask on. It's time to get real. So what do we got to do? Pull the mask off. You say, number two, what do we need to do besides remove the mask? What we're doing is we're saying when we remove that mask, it's the first step to getting real is removing that and getting right with God and saying, God, I'm tired of playing. And listen, we've all had to do that at time or two in our life. Is listen, we go through the motions, we get going and we just go through the motions of Christianity and it just becomes a part in a play in our life. And we need to get back to it being real in our life. Number two, not only remove the mask, but raise the temperature. I made reference to the Laodicean church. And those of you that know the Scripture and have read that portion of Scripture, you realize that one of the things that God said about this church was that they were what? What were they? He said, you're neither cold nor hot. What are you? Lukewarm. Just lukewarm. Hey, God recognizes that somebody who's cold is real. And somebody that's hot, He said, listen, I'd rather have you cold or hot. God can work with somebody who's real. See, before I got saved, I was cold. See, God can work with somebody who's real or hot. But you know what He said about this church? He said, you're in the middle. You're lukewarm. You make me sick. Why does it make you sick? Because you're a fake. Because you're straddling both sides of the fence. Hey, you're trying to live in the world and you're trying to live for me. And you know what you're doing? You just got a mask on. Lukewarm. Lukewarm. Compromise. But see, if we're going to get real, listen, not only do we need to remove the mask of hypocrisy, but we also need to raise the temperature. Hey, we need to raise the temperature. Heat magnifies impurity. Gold, when you heat it, its impurities rise to the top. Here's what Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 20, verse 9. He said, but His word was in mine heart as a burning fire. The word of God is like a fire. And fire magnifies our sin so that it can be dealt with instead of covered up. What are you trying to say? The Bible, when the Bible speaks to us, it's full of expectations. You say, what do expectations? Just kind of raises the level, kind of raises the heat, kind of raises the level of our commitment and our discipline for the Lord. When you read your Bible, when the Bible's preached, hey, it's constantly, this is what you need to do, and this is what you don't need to do, and this is the place you need to be. What is it? It raises the expectations. You know what it does? It turns up the heat. When you read this book, and you hear this book preached, and you hear it taught, you know what it does? It raises the, it should raise your expectation level. It should put some pressure on you. It should light a fire underneath us. See, raising the heat is applying and enforcing Bible principles in our lives and in the lives of our children. You say, what does that mean? That means, listen, as God gives a command, here's what I'm doing. I'm applying and enforcing these Bible principles in my life. That means, listen, when the Bible says, seek ye out the book of the Lord and read, and it says, pray without ceasing, and it says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. You know what it's doing? It's raising the expectation level of our life. And you know what it's doing? It's putting a little heat on us. Putting a little heat on us. And see, raising the heat is applying and enforcing Bible principles in our lives and in the lives of our children. Now, it's easy to state a rule or a standard. Hey, we got books. We got standards, rules. We've got rules for Sunday school. We got rules for bus. We got rules. And listen, the book that I've got right here and you've got in your lap, you know what it is? It's a rule book. It's a standard book. And listen, it's easy to read. It's easy to state these standards. It's easy to put them on paper. But listen, it takes faith to apply them. It takes faith to enforce them. And here's where we're getting today in our society. is we're worried that, listen, if we raise the standard too high, we're going to lose people. We're going to lose our children. And what we're doing is we're saying, God, your standards are too high. We don't believe them. See, what we got to do is we got to add a little human philosophy, and we've got to add a little sweetness here, and we've got to do this. Listen, God's word will do what God said it would do. It won't return void. And let me tell you something. It takes faith to apply Bible principle in your life and in the lives of our children, and listen, in the lives of the people that we minister to. You say, you know what church is? It's a furnace. You know what Christian school is? It's a furnace. Well, I want a church I can be comfortable in. Lukewarm. Well, I want a school my kids can be comfortable in. Lukewarm. Bible college. You know what that is? It's a furnace. It's a furnace. Hey, the temperature gets raised. And listen, if you walk into a church service and listen, it's not hot, there's something wrong. Hey, if God doesn't speak to your heart, if God doesn't do something, or listen, the man of God's not saying anything, then there's something wrong. Because listen, church ought to be a furnace. It ought to be a place of expectation. It ought to be a place of principle and expectation. Hey, the school ought to be a place of principle and expectation. Now listen to what I'm about to say. See, God wants to raise the temperature in our life because you know what? After we get saved, we're still sinners. And our life is not sanctified. And hey, there's still impurities in our life. And God wants to heat up our life, and God wants to do something. And the problem is what we do is we turn the heat down. Hey, once it gets a little bit uncomfortable, and hey, once the situation gets a little bit unbearable, we think, hey, God's trying to do something in our life. Hey, it gets a little bit tough to serve God on that bus route. Circumstances. I know we stand up here and we preach, you ought to do this and this. It ought to be 1, 2, 3, but it doesn't always go 1, 2, 3. You know what I'm saying? And the reason it doesn't is because God's trying to heat up our life. And God's trying to do something in our hearts and life, and He raises that temperature. Why? Because He's trying to get something. He's trying to expose something in our life. He's trying to get something out of our life that's going to hinder us in our race for Him and in our life for Him. See, these problems that the heat brings up and brings to the surface, they must be dealt with scripturally. See, not emotions. And let me say something here to moms. A lot of times, you want to turn the heat down. It's because of emotion. It's because the way God made you. Daddy wants to turn the heat up, and mama says, no, let's turn it down. You know why? Because it's convenient to turn it down for a little while in your children's life. But your children need to have they need Bible expectations. They need Bible principles applied in their life. And listen, you say, well, it's too hard. But listen, they need it. They've got to have it if they're going to make it. And listen, I've seen it time and time again where mama steps in when God's trying to do something and turns the heat down. When God's trying to do, and listen, we do it with our children. When God's trying to do something in their life, we step in and we fix it for them when God doesn't want us to fix it. Hey, God wants to deal with them one-on-one. And hey, that punishment that's being dished out, hey, God wants them to sit there and think about it a while. They don't need somebody slobbering on them and kissing on them. They just need to be alone with God. But see, our homes ought to be a furnace too. They ought to be a furnace for this. Listen, we need to remove the mask and we need to raise the temperature if we're going to get real. Number three, and lastly, we need to refine the behavior. Now see, it's one thing to turn the heat up and to get the impurities to the top, but listen, if you don't skim the top, if you don't refine and you don't get those things out of your life, and listen, it's not just a matter of getting things out of your life, it's putting things back in as well, but remove the impurities. That's what refining does. If you raise the temperature and don't remove the dross, all you're going to get is just the same lump again. And over and over and over again. Now, God wants our lives to be pure. He wants our thoughts to be pure. He wants our hearts to be pure, our words to be pure, our prayers to be pure, our works to be pure, our morals to be pure. And as our preacher preached the other night, he wants our religion to be pure. What we do. Now, these areas of our lives must be refined daily in the fires of God's Word. They must be. And listen, that's the only way you and I are going to be real. Now think about this. If God is real, then I need His Word. I need to spend time with Him. I need to be about my Father's business. That's what I need to be about. And listen, I don't need to be about that just on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night, and then the rest of the week I live the way I want to. See, that's not real. That is feigned faith. That's not what Paul was talking about with Timothy. Unfeigned faith. Listen to the verse in Proverbs here. Verse number 12, 30 verse 12. There's a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet they're not washed in their own filthiness. See, in their own eyes, they're pure. In their own eyes, they're doing the right thing. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. See, what the Bible's saying here in Proverbs, they're fakes. They think one way and they live another. They live behind a mask. They're playing a part. Now listen, it's time for you and I and the people of Trinity Baptist Church to take a good look at what we are and what we're doing and why we do things. And for some of us, even tonight, it's time to remove the mask. It's time to quit playing church. You know why? Because those little kids that are sitting next to us need to see a real Christian. Do you know why Brother Reed and Miss Reed, you say, man, they got all these kids in the ministry. They were real. Not just at church, but at home. And listen, they were real when they messed up. See, you can still be genuine and make mistakes. But it's when we make mistakes in front of our children and we don't it fess up. See, they don't learn to do that. So when they start making mistakes, they don't fess up. See, because there's a mask that we just put on. We've got to be the perfect parent. We've got to be the perfect preacher. We've got to be the perfect Sunday school teacher. We're not. We're not. And you know what? Some of us are trying to play that perfect. And you know what? And the thing about it is your kids see that. They know you're not perfect. We know you're not perfect. God knows you're not perfect. But see, we need to remove that mask of hypocrisy. And then, listen, we need to raise the temperature of accountability to the book of God. And listen, not only to the book of God, but to the areas of ministry where God has placed us. Listen, when God, it's an honorable thing to be placed in a position of authority and ministry. And listen, there's certain rules that come with that. And you know what's happening? Is we're just taking those rules and we just do what we want to do. Hey, it's my class now. I'll just do it the way I want to do it. I'll show up when I want to show up. I'll run the bus the way I want to do it. Listen, I won't care about anybody else's ministry. It's just my ministry. I don't care how this is going to affect other ministries in the church. We're just going to do it. You see, we've got to raise the temperature of accountability to the Bible. And then listen, we must refine our behavior in all purity. What we need is the testimony of Timothy. A faith that is real. A faith that is real. I don't know what you desire tonight. I know what I desire tonight. I desire to be real. I desire to be real in front of my wife. I desire to be real in front of my children. I desire to be real in front of you. And the only way I'm going to be real is this. And sometimes, you know what? It hurts to be real. Sometimes, you know what? To be real, you got to take a stand. You do. It can't always be sweet. You got to take a stand. Hey, sometimes to be real, you got to correct and rebuke and exhort to be real. So let me ask you something. All this stuff that's going on, this sugar-coated stuff that you see on TV, is it real? Not compared to this, it's not. And can I say some of us live in a dream world? And the reason we live in a dream world is because we're not living in this. And when you don't live in this, then what you have to do is put a mask on. And you've lowered the temperature. And impurities get in our life. And the more we get impurity, guess what we got to do? We got to hide it. We got to hide it. That mask gets bigger and the costume gets bigger. And pretty soon, it's going to blow up. The mask is going to come off. And the truth is going to be known. Listen, why don't we just walk in truth? Why don't we just get real? Think about it. Single person. You're playing around in the world, and let's just get real. Hey, instead of living for yourself, can I tell you singles something? God bless your hearts. But you know, you got teenagers that are watching you. The way you dress, the way you act, and the way you talk, and how you take your ministry. Hey, can I tell you teenagers something? Hey, you got elementary kids that are watching you. Why don't you get real? Why don't you be genuine? Why don't you be an example and take a stand so some of these little kids can have a hero to look up to instead of a punk? Hey, and we adults, listen, we get so set in our ways. We get so set in our schedules. We get so set in the way we do everything, we leave God out. And our kids see that. It's time to get real. Hey, we need to get real about our soul winning. We need to get real about our Bible study. We need to get real about our prayer life. We need to get real about our separation and sanctification. Listen, folks, Jesus is coming. Are you going to be ready? You say, well, the church is going to fall away, so you're just going to fall away. Hey, God's always got a remnant. And listen, if you say, well, it can't be revival anymore because you know what, man? Look who we're going to elect president. I mean, both of them are just... And hey, the economy's going... Hey, listen, God's preparing this nation for revival. Now, will there be anybody standing when God says, okay, it's time? Or are we just going to be playing? Because I can tell you this, if we're just going to be playing, there's going to be some things happen in the years to come, and maybe in the weeks and months to come, that are going to try our faith. And listen, if your faith is fake, you're going to run. You're going to be gone. You're going to find some place where it's comfortable. But listen, we need some folks that are going to stand because, listen, when God finally brings this thing down and gets America to the knees, there needs to be someone standing there with the Bible saying, you know what, God loves you. Amen. And there's a way of escape. Hey, it's like the plane that's going down, man, and somebody stands up and says, hey, we're all going to die, but listen, I can tell you how you can have everlasting life. The plane's going down. But see, God has established this local church so that we, listen, I can come here and be real. I can come here and I can love God and I can sing praises to God and I can love my Bible. And I can get strengthened. And I can be real so that I can go out into a world and be real. See, we don't need the world in the church. See, that's what makes us fake. We need God in the church and we need to get real so that we can go out to a world that is nothing but fake and phony and facade and the devil's got them deceived so they can see something real. And listen, we've got to start taking the local church seriously. And it's ministry, seriously. It saddens me to hear people say that, listen, we're at church too much. Or this church activity and that activity and this activity and that activity. Listen, we need to blend our lives because I'm going to tell you this, as the day approaches, you're going to need this place. I'm going to need this place. It's time to get real. Now, we can just do the same old, or we can remove the mask. We can decide, hey, listen, Dad, let's raise the temperature at home. Let's do it. Hey, let's do something bold and dramatic. Hey, listen, if the TV's a problem, kick it out. Hey, if that video game's a problem, kick it out. Hey, if clothing is a problem with your children, get rid of it. Hey, listen, I'm sick and tired of watching our boys show up in bracelets. I am. I really am. It's worldly. It's worldly. And you know, there's stuff. There's just stuff that's just, it's just floating in. And you know what? It's time to raise the temperature. And then it's time to, you know what? Once the temperature's raised, we got to start removing some things. As God shines light on it, as it surfaces, hey, we got to deal with it. We got to deal with it. You know why people run? They don't want to deal with their problems. You know why marriages bust up? They don't want to deal with their problems. You know why kids run away from home? They don't want to deal with their problems. Hey, when I got saved, I dealt with my problems. Hey, and then after I got saved, God showed me, you got more problems than that. But you know what? Because I could deal with salvation, cured a lot of things. Hey, this book will cure a lot of things. It's real. It's real. Listen, this Bible's real. This local church is real. The Holy Spirit's real. Hey, soul winning is real. It is. Hey, the work of the ministry is real. What you do on your bus route is real. Hey, what you do, listen, Sunday school teacher, when it seems insignificant, it's real. Hey, all that stuff that goes on Sunday morning that's out there when you're driving to church and all the little leagues going in the soccer fields and, hey, the pro football parties and all that, that's fake. It's fake. What we're doing is real. And listen, it's time to get real. Hey, Timothy had a faith. And listen, I want, when I get to the point, if God tarries his coming, and I roll my legs back into the bed, and I say goodbye to this old world, I hope somebody will say, hey, that old boy was real. Hey, I don't want him to say, hey, he was sweet. Hey, he was this, or he was that. You know what I want him to, say? He was real. He loved us. He cared for us. And he loved his God. And he wanted to see people saved, not only here, but around the world. Real. What's real? Hey, you're gonna get in your car and turn on the radio. It's fake. You're going to go home tonight and turn the TV on. Fake. And this book's going to set. The one genuine thing we got on this earth, this old King James Bible that God preserved for us, is going to set. We need to recommit to what's real. Remove the mask, raise the temperature, and refine our behavior. And if we'll do that, I think we can be real. Let's stand, every head bowed, every eye closed. The invitation won't be long.